Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, presented by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Got so enthralled with the communion, the blood and how what it does, I forgot to share the testimony. This is a good time.
Yeah.
And this week. Most of you come here, you know our sister Nancy Majira. She's just an amazing apostolic woman, has brought one of the key leaders who has brought the message of the Holy Spirit and the presence of the Lord now over Chicago. She's been a major, she's truly like a mother in Israel.
Yeah.
So she sent me, because she's holding her conference right now. And so this is, she sent that to me. Where do we have it?
Hey, Papa Mahesh, we love you so much.
This is
Mother Boatman.
Yes.
Hi. I just want you to hear what she just told me.
Yes. You pray for my son, James. James Boatman, he's born with cerebral palsy, grand mal seizure, stroke, blindness of the eye, one leg shorter than the other, paralysis. And I'm telling you today, no more seizure medicine, no more paralysis, no, blindness is gone. He can see, he's walking, talk. He has a little blur, a little lip, a little blur, and is talking. But I mean, totally, completely set free. A supernatural miracle. When you came to the service of Nancy that she had, God has raised him up, a mighty man. He just turned 19 yesterday. James Boatman. Woo! A mighty, mighty miracle. Woo! Thank you for your prayers.
That's why we love you, Mahesh. We love you so much.
Yes. Woo! Come on. Yes. Lord Jesus.
Yep. That's something. Thank you so much. Cerebral palsy.
Wow.
Seizures.
Wow.
Chronic level 4 brain hemorrhage.
Jesus, Lord.
Blindness in one eye and paralysis. God heal.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
Praise God.
Amen.
That is awesome. You know, that angel that came at Christmas and said, nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
How can this be?
That's good.
Mary.
Thank you, Jesus.
But nothing is impossible.
Thank you, Lord.
With my God. Say nothing.
Nothing.
Is impossible.
Is impossible.
With my God.
With my God.
That's the theme. One of the anointed words for this week here. Whatever challenge you face, nothing is impossible. Say nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
With my God.
With my God.
I didn't know about this till when I got that message on Wednesday, Thursday, something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Fun.
Forget
That's
not
for you.
All his benefits.
Forget not.
Who heals all our diseases. Wow.
Amen. We praise God. We thank God for it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I track on what is happening and what is God saying in this and how am I to pray. And just a few days ago, near the end of October then, we had some of our soldiers go down to the borders of Syria. And the last few years, some of the main persecuting, we pray, as watch, we pray for persecuted people, especially Christians being persecuted. And among the most violent groups, of course, was ISIS. And don't want to mull on it much, but they would line up Christians and then execute them in the most horrible way. And I remember us praying, Lord, turn these, defeat these people of darkness who do such evil things. And they even killed some Americans too, executed them. We had been praying, take care of these terrorists. Mm-hmm. Well, they were taken care of a few days ago, especially the leader. And, well, the hero among all of that was a wonderful dog who chased down the bad guy. And his name is Conan. Not Conan the Barbarian, this is Conan. And they're going to give him a medal. Yeah. And he was wounded, but he's recovered. And all the soldiers, the Delta Force that went in. And I'm grateful.
Amen.
That the Lord protected them.
Yeah. And thank you, Lord.
That not one was injured. And that was, praise God. What did that?
Thank you.
So it was funny, but I started thanking the Lord for the success, and that these are sons of people in America who went on the Delta mission and came out safe and sound with the cooperation of some of the other nations that are nearby. But I felt like the Lord wanted me to start listing the different things I'm thankful for and holding it up like Derek used to, you know. Sometimes if you don't have enough time, write down all the things you're praying and hold it up. Lord, you can see this. Thank you, Lord. And but usually pray in the Spirit. But I started, and then I said, wait. At the end of this month is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you get into the practice of Thanksgiving. Over these next few weeks till November 28th. You can do more. It's not restricted only to November 28th. But if I don't want to just, for me, I just felt like I was not going to just think about it, I'm going to make a list. So I would like
That's
for
good.
Each of you to make a list.
That's good. Yeah.
10 top things, if you get 15, 15 top things you are thankful for.
Amen, Lord.
And let's get in the spirit of giving thanks. And remember, I'm not saying that this is the only time, but it's good for us to refresh and refurbish our discipline of thanksgiving. So, as this last few days, there were days it rained real kind of hard. And it got cold for me. And I have an ongoing battle, by the way, that you guys can, if you love me, you will pray for me. But
knit you gloves, she, and socks.
She,
and
she does not like, she likes cold. And I was born in Mombasa, Kenya, a tropical country, a beautiful tropical country, warm. For the Lord's sake, to serve him, I came to a place where there's winter time. And she does not understand. Anyway, but
Well, at least one of us would not do well in eternity with the thermostat turned up.
It's naturally just so gorgeous there.
You guys are good. You're tracking over here. We're tracking.
Anyway, so I'm thankful for heat. And if you will think enough to put the heat where it's not, the mode is not cool.
You love put Hallmark movies, and it's always snowing in Hallmark movies.
Yeah, but they're inside in a warm house. But you're grateful for a house, right?
Amen.
A shelter,
thank you,
apartment,
Lord. Yeah.
Whatever, condo.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for we have shelter. And thankful for food.
Amen.
And that we have plenty, that we go. Have we got, I mean, I don't go to Costco that often. But you go into Costco and it's like the kingdom has come.
That is so true. And Mahesh, fresh in my mind are the images of just having come back from Cuba and the absolute absence of basic things. The absolute absence of basic staples to eat and to conduct daily life. Empty shelves or shelves that are filled with one item. One item. It just, yeah. I came back freshly aware of the tremendous abundance and freedom and relative wealth that we enjoy as Americans at whatever level we're living at. The reality is, so all you need to do is step outside of this nation and you will discover the tremendous blessing that it is that God has designed that we would have the privilege of living in this nation.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you can see the total contrast between socialism / communism versus the capitalist system. And there's no comparison. Once you get to go to a communist country or a socialist country, that really is taken. There are a few that are exceptions that have had such wealth in their land that they can get away with socialism, but it fails. It's a system.
So we're thankful, and Thanksgiving is uniquely a piece of our American celebration, and it literally has its roots in believers being thankful, number one, for a place where they could come to as a refuge to exercise the freedom of their Christian faith. And number two, in the history of the unfolding of the Thanksgiving story, the miracles of God's provision for those first ones who came against incredible odds and literally experienced miracles when there was literal brink of starvation and the crops, you know, failing and this and that, and how God came and miraculously provided and saved them. And it birthed our Thanksgiving celebration.
And also, they went through, as they were, these were some of the most wonderful people, the believers in the Lord that came on the Mayflower, the pilgrims. But they themselves tried to experiment first with a socialistic system, in a sense. They all had to share common. Whatever labor you did with the fruit of the labor was shared. And that system failed terribly. Then they allotted certain sections that they would work on these different pieces of land, each family, and they could keep what they made. Uh-huh. And that was kind of one of the birthings of capitalist system. But they were all totally, the harvest would come in and they would share, and there was abundance in the land.
With everyone contributing in labor and their gifts and their strengths, but being able to keep for themselves and enjoy and eat of their harvest.
Amen. So, and then the other thing, what are you thankful for? I started making a list now. So, thankful for my clothes.
Me too.
Yes. And, but if I examine your closets, you have some choices, right? It's not like just one. And thank you for the abundance.
Amen, Lord. Yeah.
Of clothing.
Yeah.
That may seem simple, but, and thankful for our health. I'm thankful for my family's health. And we pray, and therefore we have communion also. It's so important. We will cover you as a church. We pray for every family connected with the church and those who send in the prayer request. So Friday night you will see us have a huge manila envelope that's with the prayer requests of people. I'm thankful for America.
Amen, Lord.
For this nation that has helped and blessed. And I'm thankful for its armed forces, and that multiple thousands of young men have laid their lives, and young women, to keep us free and keep our system with integrity. And so, what else? I'm thankful for the church.
Amen.
That we can come and worship the Lord and exalt His name in freedom. And that's part of our calling. We're supposed to do that. So I'm grateful for the church. I'm grateful for America. I mean, I could go on America. You know, we can just thank the Lord for the systems we have and the traditions. I was thankful for our friends and fellow Christians, that we have bonds of love. And you saw our friend Reed Grafke. We had a friendship from 20-plus years ago, and yet that friendship, we are Christians, but you have wonderful friends. We have wonderful friends across the nation and in the church. It's so wonderful. I'm thankful for that. So you want to kind of list the things and give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm thankful for these things. Above all, guess what? The number one? Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Number one.
Yes, number one.
I mean, would you agree?
Yes,
is absolutely. Is there a dissenting voice?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Anyway, so
I can see you're getting in the Christmas spirit. His notes are in red and green.
Yes. In fact. So, I had a scripture for you. Remember, I am an ordained Southern Baptist minister. They are trained to give scripture. And they feel guilty if they don't get a chance to give scripture. Psalm 100.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good choice. I got an approval from you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, or make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. We did some singing today. Know that the Lord, He is God.
Amen.
It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to him.
Thank you.
And bless his name, for the Lord is good. Say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
His mercy is everlasting.
And his truth.
And his truth.
Endures to all generations.
Endures to all generations.
Now, I felt like I wanted to read it also in the Message Bible. Psalm 100. It's really cool. He says, on your feet now.
Wow.
Applaud God.
Wow, that is awesome. Come on. Yes. He deserves
yes,
a standing ovation
yes,
for sure.
Lord.
Wow.
Thank you,
that is
Lord.
Awesome.
Amen.
That is awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Bring a gift of laughter.
Wow.
True. That's what he said. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence.
Oh, my goodness.
So we can sing ourselves
into
his presence.
Wow. You know, when Apostle Yoder was here, when Barbara Yoder was here for our last conference just recently, she shared with us how her mentor, Mom Beale, she never actually told her name, but how she taught Barbara, when Barbara was a young disciple, to sing, literally sing herself into the presence of the Lord when she didn't feel like it. And Barbara says that that is one of the gifts that sustains her life now, is that she can enter right into real worship and presence no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on. That's fantastic.
So we can. That's a major, I mean, you could stay on that for days, that we can sing ourselves
Thank
into
you,
his
Jesus
presence.
God,
and in his presence is fullness of joy. So you'll be brimming over with joy. Know this, God is God, and God, God. God is God, and God, God. He made us. We didn't make him. We are his people, his well-tended sheep. Amen. Enter with the password, thank you.
Wow.
So remember, if you find an usher there saying, what's the password? Maybe there should be some Sundays where the ushers won't let you in unless you have the password.
And you know what I'm thinking of right now? I mean, we all do this, right? Have you forgotten your password? Right? You get a new one sent to you. Well, we started with forget not all his benefits, and now we're at here's the password. So that's an easy one to remember. My password, say my password, is thank you. Wow.
Maybe you can do that for your children. Don't let them in the house. What's the password? Huh? I know what we're so, huh? Password is thank you. That's all.
That's awesome.
That's great. Hallelujah. That should be at your Thanksgiving feast. Teach them. You know, one of the great generals in the Civil War was Stonewall Jackson. Mm-hmm. And he started walking out on that. And there was a young recruit that was the guard there. And he didn't recognize this was the chiefest of generals for his part of the army. And he shot him because he didn't know. The general was too big to know the password. He just wandered off, get a walk. And he just shot him in the arm, but it got infected. Anyway, just some a fact that you needed to know in your life about Stonewall Jackson.
So I think the point of that, just to connect the dots, was how key having the right password is. You could lose a limb
yeah.
if you don't know the password. So we know the password today. It yeah. is.
Thank you. Amen. And make yourselves at home.
Wow.
Talking praise.
Wow.
So praise makes you just feel at home in the Lord's presence. Mm. Thank Him. Worship Him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. That is wonderful.
Wow. Yeah.
And
that's
so
beautiful.
God deserves our praise, and God desires praise, that it'll put you in His presence. So it's not like God is depressed and feels like He needs emotions need to be built up. No, it's for your sakes.
Mm.
That in your, and then once you get in His presence, there is healing ointment, just wonderful things. And it wouldn't hurt for us to say, thank You, Lord. Lord, let Your presence come in my house.
Amen.
Lord, let Your presence come in this car that I'm driving.
Amen.
And sometimes, how many of you have to drive quite a bit every week?
Thank You, Lord. Yeah.
Bless you. May the presence
Amen.
Of the Lord be with
Amen.
You in your car.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
You can get full with it, but don't get drunk in the Spirit until you get to your destination.
That's beautiful, Mahesh.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And then it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, in everything give thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then it follows then, quench not the Spirit. So if you're not thankful, you're quenching the Spirit. And the Spirit has been given to empower you, encourage you, give you signs and breakthroughs and miracles in your life. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. So God's saying, live a life of thankfulness. In everything, give thanks. Say, in everything.
In everything.
I will give thanks.
I will give thanks.
Amen. Praise God. Verse 19. Quench not the Spirit. We let the Lord
Amen.
Do whatever He wants to do.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord. What's the password?
Thank You.
Amen. Let's enter. Let's enter this season as a community, as families, as households, as members of one another. Let's be thankful. Let's be thankful for one another. And in your list of thank you things, include others. Think of your brothers and sisters in this community, of your family members, of the Christian friends that God has given you. Be thankful and make sure that you include persons in your list of what and who you're thankful for. And I think we should sing a thank you song.
Amen. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
Amen.
So we rejoice, what? Always.
Always.
Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
Amen, Lord.
And even when you think things are not working, know that God is bigger than any of your circumstances.
Thank you, Jesus.
And one of the great examples, and we'll in a moment bring this to conclusion, but whatever, sometimes you think, why is this pain? Why is this challenge? In Scripture, one of the great examples is the life of Joseph. He's basically sold to bandits or slavers. And he has to, by his own brothers, he He becomes, he has to become a slave. And he would have wondered why I'm going to turn against God or whatever. No, he became even more committed to God. And wherever he went, God did mighty wonders. And wherever he was, he became a blessing. With God backing him up, giving him revelation, prophecy, all kind, dream interpretation. And before you know it, he became the prime minister of the most powerful nation at that time.
Thank you.
Of the Egyptian Pharaoh. And was able to therefore be in the strategic place to rescue his whole family and bless them and take care of them like they could never have. Without that yucky time, in a sense, I mean, why is this happening? I've not done anything bad. And then I remember the Lord putting me, with Bonnie's encouragement, that I was doing a totally surprising crusade in the Congo, in Kinshasa. And the first night, because of the morning meeting, of tremendous, everyone that basically was paralyzed, all that walked out, and they got healed. And the news spread through the city. It's at night, we had 100,000 people. And the witchcraft was a common religion, most of them. And I remember, I said, Lord, I'd never seen that many people in a crowd. I said, Lord, what shall I share? And he said, share the story of your sons. That was Ben, you know. He was terminal, and how the healing glory came. We saw the golden light, and he got, the Lord healed him. And I told him of them, I said, in Exodus 15, and God's name is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee, and he wants to heal today. Heal the culture, heal the society, heal your relationships, and heal your bodies and souls. And how many want to make a decision for the Lord? And up came about 50,000 people. Now that you can't comprehend. But when, I mean, I was, it's just like I was in the middle of the glory. And then from the glory, I could hear the Holy Spirit whisper to me, was it worth it? Was it worth it to go through all the pain we went through? We finally, I mean, we got our son healed, but that was not just the end of the story. End of story was, with that story, about 50,000 were inspired to look on Jesus and receive him as Lord and Savior. And I said, Lord, it was truly worth it. So some of the struggles you've gone through, may the Lord give you the grace to see it redemptively, that he is being exalted in this. So in everything, we give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
So, I went 10 minutes beyond.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. So, what's the password? Let's all stand. Next Sunday, if you want to just mess with some people when they are entering, ask them for the password. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Raise your hands. Good luck raising our hands. So, Lord, we exalt your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Just on your own.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you. We thank
in
you.
In everything, you thanks. We praise you, Lord. And say, we applaud you. May the Lord give you a fresh dose of laughter. God says, bring a gift of laughter. Father, we thank you. We declare God is God. Say, God is God. We are his people. I'm his sheep. And he takes care of me. And I give you thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.